Hello and welcome to Avio's Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. We are back. I know it's been a little while. I apologize. This is episode number 206. We had a wonderful episode with Gabby, voiceover Gabby, on our last show, and it was amazing. And you know, I wanted to come back. We have a great guest coming up, not today, but in our next podcast. We're going to be interviewing J. Michael Collins, so I'm really excited about that. But, you know, today, before we get into, before that one, today we're going to be talking about the secret, if you will, to getting business. And I think that it's something that we all need to take a step back and be clear on so that we all know what we're attempting to do here from a 20,000 foot view in order to get more voiceover work and what I'm doing myself that you could learn from. All right, so let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right. So, you know, today we're going to talk about what, you know, the secret is, if you will, to getting more voiceover work. And I think that as we have this discussion today, you know, I look at my business and the things that I'm doing and what I'm going through. And, you know, it's always, you know, the same thing that I'm trying to accomplish in order to grow my business. And I can directly relate, you know, I can directly see the relation between having enough of this or not having enough of this and what that does to the bottom line. So what I want to talk to you today about is the 20,000 foot view of you getting voiceover business so that you can dial it in and get more. So we're going to begin this talk about what really matters in any business, but you know, in our business especially, and that is the reach of your business, the reach of your content, the reach of your demos, the reach of your services, the reach of your samples, the reach of your name, your brand name. Let's kind of dive into what reach is. When I'm talking about reach, I'm meaning how many people your services, your demos, your samples, your brand reaches. How many people does it get in front of? How many people see it? How many people interact with it? You know, I like to think of this like, you know, a shop, you know, like a brick and mortar building. And you have this shop and you're thinking about where you want to put your store. Okay. It is evident, right, that we know in retail, which make no mistake, we are retail sellers, okay? We're selling a product to businesses. We're retail sellers. And we would look for our brick and mortar business to be placed somewhere, right, where there is a high level of traffic, right? Foot traffic next to a very highly trafficked road, where there is a lot of people that are going to see our business on a regular basis. Okay? We would look for a place that is full of potential customers that are going to pass by every day and see our sign, see the cool stuff we're doing, see the stuff we put outside. Yes, does that mean we're still going to do other marketing and sending stuff to people's homes and putting stuff in social media and putting, you know, building out our website? Of course. But we are trying to position ourselves in a place where more people are going to see us. The more, the better. So if you think about that, right, we need to be thinking about the same thing in our businesses, in the voiceover business. We need to be positioning ourselves, putting ourselves, our services, our content we create, our demos, our samples, even auditions. We need to be putting that in front of as many people as possible. You know, something that I've done over the last years, right? That I've done this podcast, I've done YouTube videos, been on websites, and you know, I put out minute or less videos every day, posts, different types of things. I'm not always successful, meaning like I'm not always successful with putting out as much content as I think I should put out. But I've been trying for, you know, a few years now to put out a lot of content. And, you know, I think my business has grown because of that, because of the sheer amount of people, of reach that my content has got. And but as I look at it, I can tell you that that reach that I experience and that I count on, right, if that fluctuates, like if that goes down, then my business goes down. I can see it hand in hand. Now, I posted a YouTube video today about this very topic. And by the way, I know this is randomly out of the blue, but I just posted a brand new Studio One course for brand new people, Studio One. It was actually done by Don and Donnie Barnes, which is exclusively only on A VO's Journey. So I'm really excited about that. And then we also have the LinkedIn 101, how to get clients through LinkedIn, by the way, is available up on A VO's Journey website. So if you're interested in any of those two courses or a myriad of our other courses on how to grow your voiceover business, you can always go there. Sorry, that was my shameless plug in the middle of the podcast. Anyways, so getting back to what I was talking about, right, is that over these numbers and over time, I posted a video today talking about the numbers, and I want to discuss it with you here and go kind of a little bit more in depth so that you get an idea of really what I'm talking about with numbers. So, you know, let's talk about this thought of, okay, we have built this machine. Okay, we have equipment. We can record ourselves, we can edit, we can master, we can deliver a high quality product. We are ready to sell. Okay. And let's say that, you know, then we're like, okay, well, where do I sell? How do I start selling? Okay. Well, you know, we have to get to people who would buy our services. We have to get to people who are interested in what we're doing. We have to figure out who those people are and then go find them. We need our own foot traffic. All right. Now, this can be done a bunch of different ways, right? We can go to, and I'm going to stay on this analogy, right, of a brick and mortar store. Okay. Because I think this is a really good analogy for us. All right. We can decide to go to, for example, like a shopping mall. Right. That is a construct built in order to house a bunch of different businesses. Right. Not small business, but just businesses in general that can go there. And the community of services and products that are there in that place, it attracts a wide number of people to go around there, and the facilities make it nicer for them to be in. There's food available. There's all kinds of different, there's air conditioning, you know, there's all kinds of different stuff, bathrooms, different stores to look at things, right? It's a place where you can be in that is going to get a lot of traffic and also is going to advertise to other people who are coming through just regular, maybe looking for another service, but then they find, or another product, but then they find you and they see you and et cetera, right? So you've got a place like that. Right. And I like to think of those places like websites, like Fiverr, like Upwork, right? These places where you can go, or like strip malls, right? Those outdoor malls, or those anywhere that you can go where there is a, you know, complete like group of businesses together. Right. That is meant to increase foot traffic. You know what I mean? Is meant to bring in a lot of people, and you can be where a lot of people go. OK, that's something that we have an opportunity to do with websites. OK, it's a great, I mean, with these freelance websites, it's a great place to be. It, you know, is a lot of traffic is going to be there. But, you know, you're going to have to realize that there's going to be competitors there. There's going to be, you know, other businesses. People might be coming there, not for your business, but you're in a place where there's lots of traffic. So you have a lot more opportunities. All right. So, but with because that you're in that place, you know, in a shopping center like that, you're going to have to pay the shopping mall. All right. Part of what, you know, you are earning there so that you can be there and you have the luxury of being in that position. So we understand that. Now, there's also places, you know, and this we can I like to think of that as all as like the pay to play type of places and all that kind of stuff. Right. Now, if we look at like you having your own website, right, like you creating your own store, think about your website and think about being online like traffic or I mean, like a building in the country or in the world or whatever, and you're in this massive place, how is anyone going to find you? Well, you've got to be, right, on the side of the road or where there's tons of foot traffic. And if you have your own standalone store, the only way you're going to get all that foot traffic is if you get to the front page of Google. Okay, so that's something very important too. Can you send people separately? Yeah, you can send people. You can do some other stuff, just like you having your business way out in the woods. You know what I mean? Someone can drive to your business. They can go out of their way and find it, but no one's going to really randomly find your business. And the only way someone would actually do business with you is if you probably, you know, move a mountain and give them an arm and a leg and then be really desperate because you're just out there. You're not anywhere where people can see you or find you. So I want you to think of your website as possibly being that, unless it's on the first page of Google. Okay. So now, you know, let's talk about you being a salesman. Okay. And you going door to door. All right. You going door to door. You going into businesses and selling, right? This is kind of like email marketing, right? You're literally going door to door and you're trying to ask people if they need your services. All right. If they need new windows or that, like there's window salesmen that come to your door. Okay. It's the same thing, right? We're talking about email marketing like that, right? It's the same sort of thing. Okay. And if you look at social media, right? I mean, social media is like you go into a big party or you go into a social gathering, you know what I mean? And you're just chatting up. I mean, think about you go to a social gathering or a barbecue or a picnic or, a pool party or what with the spring, whatever you're going to, whatever social gathering you're at. Okay. You know what I mean? You can relate that, right? Because you're talking to friends, you're socializing, and it's weird at a social gathering for you to go to, all right, to talk about your business, right? But you go to a social gatherings in hopes to meet people, build relationships, have friends. And there are some social gatherings that we go to for the very purpose to meet people, have relationships, grow those connections so that we can do business, right? There are social gatherings that you get involved with, like Toastmasters, which is what it's like a speech, speaking. And then there's, the clubs, what is it called? All kinds of financial clubs, all sorts of different groups. I know the tons of them. I'm drawing a blank right now. I'm thinking about the main one that a lot of us are a part of, that deals with business in your local community. Anyways, it'll come to me. But the point I'm trying to make is that's like LinkedIn. Think about LinkedIn. All right. The reason why I'm bringing up these things and I'm trying to make analogies and tie them in is because I'm trying to get you to think about, you know, what is it you're actually trying to accomplish? Okay, with this business. And yes, you know, my goal was to be a full-time voice actor, right? To go full-time and to live a life and be able to do this full-time. Okay, have a lot more control over my life, be dependent upon me and what I'm possible, not somebody else. So like, you know, that's a lot of our goals. Our goals might be to have to become more independent. You know, maybe to, you know, have a second income. Okay. You know, maybe your job is to have the second income. Like you want a second income on top of your first income, or you want a retirement income, or, you know, whatever. You know, you are trying to, you have a goal and you're trying to accomplish it. And I know for me, because I had that goal, you know, it was like, I got to get work. I got to get business. But I think what I realized early on was that business I got was directly related to how many people saw my services, how many people saw the gigs or services I had up on a particular website, how many people I auditioned for on a particular website, how many audiobooks I auditioned for on a particular website, how many emails I sent out, how many people saw my social media posts, how many people, you know, read my blog articles, how many people got to my website. All right. Like all of these, how many people join my group? How many people were in my Facebook group? How many people, how many followers did I have on Twitter or TikTok or LinkedIn or YouTube or Instagram? All these different places, you know, all of this stuff, I started to realize the importance of our reach, how many people you can get in front of, how many opportunities you can get in front of. And I started to think, okay, well, actually my job is not, and this is what I want to throw out there to you in this podcast. My job is not to do voiceovers. That's like, voiceover is like the icing on the cake, right? It's like the realization of you completing your job. Okay. It's like the delivery. You know what I mean? Like voiceover is what comes from you doing your job. And our job is, simply put, getting in front of as many people as possible. The more people we get in front of, the more opportunities we get. The more opportunities we get, the more chances we have to get business. The more chances we have to get business, we're going to get voiceover jobs. And that's what is my job now that I realize. And that's what I'd like you to think about. What are you doing? You know, are you doing that? Have you thought about it that way? Have you thought about, okay, I understand, Anthony, you're saying I got to go out and get people, but you know, I'm still working on this. I'm still working on that, but I want to do work, or I don't want to do all of that. It sounds like a lot of work. And the answer to all that is yes, it is tons of work. It is lots of work. And that's why you see some people, in any industry or any field, some people, okay, you know, succeeding. When I mean succeeding, I mean like, you know, maybe making the money that you want to make or that I want to make, or, you know, moving, you know, to a place in the industry where they have a lot more business than other people, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm saying, like, if you see that, a lot of times it is an indication of the amount of work or the understanding of what they are doing. So for me, I know, like, this is a perfect example. Perfect example. That was confusing. I don't know what the heck I was just saying. But here's a perfect example, okay? I know that the more videos I put out, the more podcasts I put out, the more blog posts I put out, the more social media posts I put out, the more comments I leave on Facebook, the more posts I put out on LinkedIn, the more comments and replies and, you know, sessions and trailers and samples and content. And the more I put out, the more opportunities, the more reach I get, the more people see me. The more people see me, the more people come and hire me, or the more people buy my products, or the more people want a voiceover, or the more I come up and on Google searches, and the more I get business. Like the more I put out, the more content I put out equals more people seeing me. The more people seeing me, the more opportunities that come my way, and then more business I get. Do you understand? Like I can tell you that hands down, absolute truth is exactly what it is. Now, it's not easy. It's hard, especially when, let's say you're like, well, Anthony, I do like corporate narration. What the heck am I supposed to do about corporate narration? And I want you to think about, you know, in that particular case, like let's say you're trying to, you know, get specific types of business, or you're trying to get voiceover work. And I always hear people tell me, well, you know, you're doing coaching. That's different. But it's not different. It's not different. And I'm going to tell you why. Because what am I doing in the end, right? I am trying my best to teach people what I know, okay, and possibly entertain people and then help them grow their business, okay? Interestingly enough, right, I am doing voiceover, okay? But I'm helping people grow a business. I'm choosing to get in front of people, help them do that by giving away free information about what I know, all right? And then people are coming to me or finding me or my services, you know, when they're looking for help because they know that I've got some information that they could possibly use, all right? If you think about that, then that means that what? That I've identified people like me, all right, who are doing voiceover, who might need my work. So my question to you is, have you identified who it is that you are trying to get hired by? Think about it. Have you identified who they are? Okay. You could say business all day long, but they're people. Have you identified the people? Who are they? Are they producers? Are they, CEOs? Are they videographers, you know what I mean? Are they content producers? Who are these people? Are they podcast creators? Who are these people you're trying to get hired by? And then if you're trying, then you figure out who you're getting hired by, then you can start creating content for those people. But you got to figure that out first. And then once you figure that out, and then you can start creating content for them, then you got to ramp it up and you got to get in front of as many people as possible. Anybody who has access to numbers, all right, stats on like impressions or reach or the number of people get in front of, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The more people you get in front of, the more opportunities you have. But getting in front of people sometimes, right, or a lot of times, voiceover is, again, the realization of the completion of our job. So we completed our job getting in front of enough people, we get voiceover work. Okay, voiceover work is not the job. It should not be your end goal. I know this sounds weird and strange, all right? But the end goal should be your influence that you have to getting in front of people. I mean, you know, you've heard me say this many times, that we're media companies now. But I really do feel that. And if you are holding out, if you're that person that I don't want to do that. That's too difficult. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know I don't want to get on social media. I'm tired of social media. I hate social media. And don't get me wrong. We all have our issues with social media. I think especially the older we get. Okay. But the reality is again, don't forget the store analogy. All right. And I'll close with that. Whatever you do, don't forget the store analogy. If you're finding yourself in a place where you just don't have the business that you want to have, remember the store analogy. You have got to be in a place where there is tons of foot traffic. There is tons of people being able to see you and what you are offering. And if you can position yourself that way, through all the things that I've talked about, social media, email, your website, other people's websites, pay to play, YouTube videos, podcasts, blog posts, whatever you, I mean, mailers, I don't care if, you know, you go walk around again, door to door, whatever you have to do to get more people to see you, that's what is going to help you grow your business. All right. So don't forget that. Hopefully that gives you just some food for thought today. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. We are going to have later on this week, I'll be putting out that interview with J. Michael Collins. Super excited. And I wish you all the very best. Again, if you're looking for some help growing your voiceover business with some courses and all sorts of things for marketing. And like I just said, we put up the brand new Studio One course. So if you're using DAW, we have Audacity and Adobe Audition and Studio One now. We'll be getting Reaper here soon. So super excited about that. And we've also got voice acting and the websites, all kinds of stuff on avosjourney.com. So we'd love to have you. But thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I will talk to you soon. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Be safe. Peace.